Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. Today, I'm going to be diving into an episode where I'm going to share with you some of the transformations that I experienced and how I'm integrating coming back from my master plant dietas in the jungles of Peru. So I've been back in Tulum now almost 2 months. It's crazy how time just flies here. It feels like a whole vortex, another timeline. And it's crazy to think that 2 months I spent in the jungle doing plant dietas, working with ayahuasca, and that definitely felt much slower, the timeline of time there, because we were doing such deep work, we didn't have distraction, we didn't have social media. And now that I've been back and, you know, back on social media, creating, working, and, you know, doing all the things around Tulum, things have been moving at a much faster pace. So today I really want to share with you how I've been integrating, because I believe it's really important for us to speak on the topic of integration, because a lot of people who work with plant medicine, you know, a lot of the times they go to these centers, they go to these locations in Peru or around the world, or even here in Mexico, you know, they go to a ceremony, and the integration part is what is missing. And so for myself, integration is so important. We were actually holding spaces in the dieta, in the retreat center during the dieta, where we were holding group integration circles for others, because we believe it's so important for us to actually speak about our experiences. And more importantly, not just speak about, you know, what we saw and, you know, how amazing the experience or how transformational it was or how difficult it was, but how are we going to implement what we have been given or shown or taught in our journeys into our day-to-day life. So this is where the real transformation really begins, right? It's like when women come to do a retreat with me. Yes, the transformation happens on the retreat, but more importantly, to keep that fire burning and that transformation going, it requires you to show up for yourself every day and to actually implement all that you've learned and experienced into your daily life. So this is really the work, right? And since coming back to Tulum, oh my gosh, we've had so much transformation, so much transmutation. This weekend alone felt like a portal. I don't know about you guys, but we're coming out of the eclipse season, and the last 6 weeks have been, wow, like a lot of shifts, a lot of movement, just a lot of learning in general, a lot of growth. And if you've been, you know, writing in your journal, reflecting and doing the daily work, you know what I'm talking about, because there's constant energies and shifts happening. And especially during this season when we're really, you know, working with the scorpionic energy of our shadows, it's coming now to a close. And I actually wrote about this the other day when I shared it in my reel about the full moon ritual that I did over the weekend. I actually got to spend some solo time this weekend. My partner went away to Bacalar and he was at a men's retreat, and I had some time to really just go inward, hold my woman circle, which I do every 2 weeks in Tulum, which is always so magical. It's so, so magical when women get to come together, and I'm so blessed and honored to create and hold and facilitate these spaces for others, because it's truly such a passion of mine and a real big part of my mission. So I got to really, you know, do that, spend time in solitude, really reflect, really get to you know, come full circle on this journey since I've come out of Peru. You know, there was a lot to integrate, a lot with, you know, the activations I had with my gifts as a shamanic healer and, you know, someone that's on the shamanic path with working with medicine, really stepping into, you know, the medicine woman that I am becoming. It has been, you know, a huge initiation of coming back to Tulum and really putting myself out there in this way. Because even though, you know, I've been showing up in this way with my one-on-one clients and in my retreats with women that have come from overseas, there was still a part of me that was kind of afraid to really show myself in this way within the community of Tulum. So if you've been to Tulum or if you live in Tulum, then you know what I'm talking about. There is a huge spiritual community here and so many people here have so many gifts to share. We are all, you know, unique in our own way. We are all healers, you know, and even if you don't live in Tulum, everyone around the world, you know, we each have gifts to share with others. So when you're in these kind of communities, spiritual communities, and you're surrounded by so many like-minded people on their spiritual paths, you know, living in their purpose, living in their dharma, following their missions, there's a lot of people who just have a lot to share. And it could feel quite intimidating to, you know, put yourself out there and claim yourself as someone in this path, in this realm, because there's a lot of that going around, you know? And for me, it's really important to be in integrity to my work, to really, you know, hold these spaces, whether it's in women's circles, in retreats, or in medicine ceremonies, to really hold spaces for others to feel safe and to be able to be vulnerable and to be able to, you know, journey and have experiences where they feel, you know, completely seen, heard, and loved, and they get to experience transformation within themselves and within their healing path. So coming back to Tulum, you know, integrating a lot of the things that I received of, you know, my path with my partner and our purpose and our mission, it all felt so overwhelming. It was like, okay, like, what do I focus on? What do I focus my energy on? Because as I mentioned, I finished my book this summer, finished editing like the second, third draft. And now I'm going over it like one last time as we speak before I actually am going to put it through the publishing process. And I'm not going to talk about that just yet, but I have, you know, connected with a publisher last week, and it's all kind of coming together, and I'm really, really excited for this next part of my chapter. And in this part, I'm also just trusting like everything's going to unfold in divine timing when it's meant to. I don't need to push, I don't need to rush. It's all going to kind of come. So that's been one thing I've been, you know, integrating, is like taking those baby steps and just trusting and knowing that when the time is right, you know, the book's going to be out and it's going to be on its way to, you know, reaching the people that are meant to really be impacted by my stories. And, you know, the other part of my integration was, of course, like the work that I'm doing with women, women's work and retreats, and then, you know, also offering in-person work here in Tulum and really stepping into the medicine path of serving medicine and creating plant medicine ceremonies for others. You know, working right now with mushrooms is something that we are on the path, my partner and I, working with psilocybin. So we have, you know, done a few of these ceremonies now this year in my last retreat, and we've been, you know, studying with my mentor, studying with other, you know, shamans and healers and facilitators, and really learning, you know, the ways of holding deep transformational spaces for others and walking this path with true integrity. And it is a great responsibility. It is something that has, to be quite honest, intimidated me a lot. Like I mentioned last time, you know, I intimidate myself, as I'm sure other people are intimidated by me. It's like this huge responsibility that has presented itself in my life. And, you know, I'm so grateful and blessed to be walking this path, to be walking the shamanic and spiritual path, and, you know, for my own healing, for my own evolution, but to also serve others. It's really, really a privilege and a gift to be able to do this work. And I do not take it lightly. I take it very seriously. And, you know, for me, it's just, yeah, it's a huge, huge responsibility. And I'm excited to be stepping into this path. You know, I literally just messaged my mentor. We're going to be recording our podcast tomorrow. So I'm really excited to connect with her and bring her on the show and to kind of just give you a background of, you know, how far I've come on this path, you know, how I've been initiated, and, you know, to bring on a guest that really has been in this path for over 16 years. So stay tuned for that. That's going to drop next week. But yeah, I really want to speak today about this integration of stepping into, you know, my true potential as a healer, as a medicine woman. And it's been a journey of really coming out of this death portal from last summer and, you know, burning all of the old paradigms, old ways of being as a coach, to now really stepping into, you know, my work as a healer and as doing these kind of ceremonies and experiences and retreats for others. And it's not to say I don't work with one-on-one clients anymore and I'm never going to do online programs. I am, but it's just in a different way and a different approach and coming from a different angle, as one can say. So yes, this has been a huge, huge part of my integration. And, you know, we're going to be facilitating ceremonies now in Tulum, really putting ourselves out there and really showing up as, you know, the people that are really on this path, you know, as healers. And it's really, really humbling to be stepping into this. And I think after this dieta, I really just kind of got the confidence to really know that, okay, yes, this is a responsibility, but this is what I'm being called to do. This is what my soul is calling me to do. Like I said, I really don't feel that my soul contract is small. So there's just so much ahead and I don't know how it's going to unfold. I don't know how it's going to look exactly. I don't know the timelines, but it doesn't matter because I don't need to know the how. It's just trusting. It's trusting that this is my path and I'm walking it. I'm walking it one baby step at a time. And, you know, it's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. And it's been part of my integration to really step into this, really claim this, and really not worry about what other people are going to think, whether they're going to judge me or they're not going to resonate with me, or they're going to, you know, tell me, who are you to do this, or all of those things, right? I never worry about those things because I trust that the people who do resonate will support me, will be there, will resonate with my work. And that's all that matters, is the souls that I can help, because, you know, I do this work with deep integrity and, you know, really deep responsibility to really serve others, because, you know, I don't do this just because it's, you know, something that I should be doing. It's deeply my passion. It's deeply my path, you know, to be that guide for others, that mirror for others in their own healing and their own evolution. And it's just all coming together, especially after this dieta, like this confidence, this vision of my future, this clarity, and spirit is just aligning everything. Like coming out of this lunar eclipse season, as well as I mentioned, the Scorpio season, a lot of it the last 2 years has been centered around themes of scarcity. So I don't know about you guys, but a lot of people, especially if you've been in business, an entrepreneur, I started my business, you know, in 2020. So it's like really putting yourself out there and not having the steady paycheck and pivoting so many times, at least this has been my experience. You know, there have been ups and downs for sure in my business, and I've spoken about it before, right? It's not about how much money you make. You know, that's not what it means to be abundant. But themes of scarcity have definitely come up for me, you know, fears of the unknown, fears of the future, you know, wondering like, is this, how am I going to create from this? How am I going to support myself? Especially when I was pivoting, especially when I was burning everything to the ground from when I was doing business coaching and holding on to those resources and fearing like, how will I recreate this again? And now that I'm kind of coming out the other end and this cycle is ending, I feel this like release of all of these old ways of being, old, you know, thought patterns, old stories and old fears around, you know, my abundance and the future that I'm creating for myself all kind of just melt, fade away. And it's really, I feel, because of this full moon lunar eclipse cycle closing. And now that we are really stepping onto this path, all of this abundance has just been flowing in. It's been wild, actually. Like, our ceremonies that we're doing here in Tulum that we've, you know, started doing again, it's, they're just filling up and there's really no effort for me. People are just, you know, coming to us, asking us. And it feels like the start of a really powerful and potent new beginning for myself and Enrique, because we are both so blessed to not only be in a divine sacred union where we deeply, deeply love each other and have this beautiful soul connection, but we also have an alignment in our vision and purpose to be powerful facilitators that, you know, serve medicine together and facilitate experiences and retreats and ceremonies for women, for men, for couples, for all souls that are really, you know, ready to do this deep work. And I'm really blessed that I have him with me. You know, we're also doing couples work together and working on a project with our page, The Medicine Couple. If you don't follow us, please make sure to follow us on Instagram. It's The Medicine Couple. We're going to be starting a secret project, which I can't talk about yet, but you will see soon when it launches in a couple of months. But yeah, we're going to be really diving into our work together. And this has been part of the integration since I've come back, is to really trust in the unknown, to trust in how everything's going to unfold, and to really not have a plan, but just take that aligned action every single day. And this is something that, you know, I've been really good at. I know that I've created a lot of success for myself, not talking financially, but I'm speaking, you know, success within the kind of life that I live and create, you know, the type of lifestyle I have. I'm living a joyful life filled with gratitude, you know, in Tulum, Mexico, doing what I love, serving others. And I've realized a lot that it's not about numbers. It's not about vanity metrics, especially because I used to teach this to my clients with business modeling. And now I realize it's so much deeper than that. It's really this deep inner knowing and trust that this is your path. And knowing that if you stay true to that path and you keep going and you keep chipping away and you keep doing one little thing every single day, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to be amazed, bewildered, shocked at how far you have come on your path. And that is now the vision I have for myself, because I feel like I'm living in this new timeline since I've got back to Tulum, where I'm just really stepping into it and really seeing how fast things are starting to move, like how quickly things manifest when I put out that intention. The intention that, okay, I want to do 2 women's retreats a year. Okay, now they're going to get filled up. And I've already got women signing up to the one next year in April. Like things like that are starting to happen. And, you know, our ceremonies are just flowing and people are responding and wanting to be a part of them in Tulum. And just so many beautiful things have come out of this eclipse cycle that has ended. And I'm so, so grateful for all of the abundance, all of the love, all of the signs that spirit is showing me, this is your path. Keep walking it. Keep walking it, even though it looks like you're doing 100 different things like writing a book and, you know, facilitating women's circles and retreats and plant medicine ceremonies and, you know, couples work. Like, just keep going, because, you know, it's all going to make sense. It's all going to make sense and it's all going to unfold better than you could have ever imagined. And that is what I truly, truly embody and truly believe now since this integration. There were moments, you know, in my travels in Peru where I was going back into the fear. I was going back into the doubt. And I had to really take a step back and be like, we're not repeating these cycles. We're not repeating these stories, because they once served you, but they do not serve you any longer. If you really want to embody the woman that you are destined to be and that you know that you are becoming, it's time to burn all of those stories to the ground. And that's what I did. I've been actively working with all of this. You know, this has been my integration, like stepping into it fully, you know, shining my light authentically, not being afraid of being seen, you know, with my book, with doing this shamanic healing work. And it's really, really coming out more beautifully than I can imagine. And I'm really, really grateful for Just everything, how fast the timelines here are moving in Tulum. And I really, really feel blessed to be here. You know, I just want to take a moment right now to honor the ancestors of this land, to honor, you know, our ancestors, your ancestors, to honor the guides that are with us, the benevolent beings of light and love that are always protecting us and guiding us. You know, right now is such a powerful time to honor our ancestors. In a few days here in Mexico, actually tomorrow from the podcast episode on November 2nd, it is Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead in Mexico. And this day is all about celebrating and honoring those that have come before us, those that have paved the path. And I know that, you know, one thing that is really important for me this year is to connect deeper with my roots, connect deeper with my lineage. For those of you who don't know me or my background, my ancestors are from Russia and the Ukraine. So it's really important for me to embody my roots, and especially right now what's going on with the world, with the wars that are happening, not only in those countries, but in other countries. It's a time of deep fear and separation that is happening out there in the world. And what we need now more than ever is to come back into our hearts, is to come back into unity, into love, into trust. And for me, that looks like continuing to work on myself, continuing to be that light for others, continuing to pave the path forward, even though my ancestors may not have done it before. And I do believe that somewhere in my ancestral lineage, you know, whether that's my great-grandmother's or beyond, you know, that there was some sort of route of healing and, you know, working with plants and working with medicines and something in this nature with shamanic healing. I really feel it because I've been connecting, you know, with my ancestors and specifically with one of my great grandmothers who's come to me since I was a child. She's come to me in my dreams and my visions. I often saw her in the physical when I was a child and she had already passed. So right now with this day, the Day of the Dead, like the veil is very, very thin. So it's a very powerful time for us to connect with our roots, with our lineage, with our ancestors, and to know that there are ancestors out there that guide us, that protect us, that are looking out for us, that are cheering for us, hoping and praying that we take the leap to really shine our light, to really put ourselves out there, to really share our gifts. So for me, this has looked a lot like sharing my music, my medicine, you know, being more creative, learning how to play the guitar, learning and channeling new songs, meditating, journaling, creating, writing, right? There's been so, so much that has come out of these dietas for integration. And I urge all of you to take this time right now, like even if you're not on the shamanic path, but you're just on your own spiritual journey, connect with your ancestors, connect with your roots, you know, take the time to, you know, get a photo of some of your ancestors, get to know them, ask your parents and your grandparents some questions about your lineage, about your roots, right? It's so important for us to, you know, honor those who have really gone through the challenges, like really being grateful because we are here today because of them, because of everything they have endured and lived through, you know, and probably not thrived as we are, but more survived, you know. So it's really important for us to honor them and to take that, you know, responsibility for our own lives, to pave the path forward and to create this new paradigm where we are thriving. We are living in our true abundant nature. We are true to our path and our purpose. And even if you don't know what that is for you yet, you know, you are just showing up every single day for yourself with your practices, with your spiritual practices, working on your self-love and knowing and trusting that with time, this will unfold for you and become clear the more that you keep working on yourself and showing up for yourself and for others, right? The best way for us to, you know, really tap into our purpose and our gifts is to be of service to others in whatever way that we can. And this is why I've devoted my life and my work and my mission to being of service to others, because it truly, truly fills me up. It lights up my heart. And, you know, doing these podcasts is being of service, because like I said, I always know there's someone out there listening who's going to resonate. And, you know, I'm recording this podcast. It's like almost 9:30 PM because the power has been out all day today. And I was like, oh shit, I got to release podcast tomorrow. This is my commitment every Wednesday. And, you know, it feels really great because I just had a cacao and I'm energized and I'm just ready to share with you what is on my heart and, you know, really speak to you truthfully, vulnerably about my integration and, you know, everything that I've received from these dietas and how I'm really showing up for myself and for others. And so with that being said, all of this integration has been so powerful, so potent at this time for not only my path, the clarity that I've received on my path, really having the courage and the confidence to step into my path even more deeply and be more devoted to what I am doing and what I am here to birth and create. It has just felt like this huge initiation, right? It's almost like a post-initiation. I had my initiation in the jungle and now it's like this post-initiation. Okay, like, are you going to step into it and fully show up in this way? And honestly, I have been, and it's scary at times. And since I've really made this commitment, like, so much has shifted. Like I said, all of this beauty and abundance is flowing into my life in so many ways, not just, you know, monetary, but in just the home that I've manifested, the amount of cats that I have around me. Like, I'm literally watching right now in the backyard, there's like 3 kittens just playing around and they're super cute. We have a bunch of strays in the backyard. If you haven't seen my stories, they were apparently born in this backyard. We just moved into this house 2 months ago. And we've started feeding them and we already have 3 cats in the house. And so now we have like a family of 8. Mind you, they live outside and we don't let them inside. So I'm just literally watching entertainment of cats just running around on the couch, like in the backyard. It's quite hilarious. I wish I could show you guys, but you can imagine it. So yes, I felt like I got off track there, but really speaking into, yeah, claiming this like abundant nature, right? The abundance in my home, the abundance around me. I've also really tapped into, you know, the abundance of creating soul connections. And I know a lot of people say they feel lost. They don't feel like they have their soul tribe. You know, their friends aren't on the same path. Their partners are not on the same path. They feel like unaligned. They're not resonating with people. They're feeling resistance. And I was also feeling this, like even living in Tulum, sometimes I felt really alone. I was like, oh my God, like who are my friends? Like where is my soul family? Especially in Tulum because it's super transient here. People come and go. And then, you know, there's always people that you don't always resonate with. You know, you don't feel that deep connection. It's more like surface level. You see each other at events. But I've been craving this really deep sisterhood. And since I've been calling in like soul clients, deep sisterhood, it's all been showing up literally at lightning speed. So I'm just receiving it all, like all of this abundance of new connections, of beautiful new sisters coming into my life and really showing me like what it looks like to be in these powerful and embodied relationships with other women, to really be in collaboration instead of competition, to really support each other, to really see each other. And, you know, this is really what I'm passionate about doing within my circles, within my retreats, is really creating these strong sisterhood bonds because it's so, so, so important. And speaking of this, I've been tuning in, feeling a download and a calling to start offering, you know, online circles again, except this time I'm not going to be just offering them like once a week and, you know, you pay whenever you come. It's going to be a membership for women who are really ready to commit to, you know, being in a container with us for, you know, a few months and coming in and showing up and like having this as their, you know, bi-weekly ceremony that they commit to for their healing and their transformation. And I've been really called to offer this and to, you know, start an online mentorship. And I don't know exactly, you know, when it's going to launch again. I just trust and know again, like spirit is always guiding me. Okay, now is the time. Okay, this is when I'm doing it. So it could be in the new year. It could be before, you know, just stay tuned. If you're feeling the call, DM me and you'll definitely be the first to know. But yeah, the woman I'm really, really calling in to work with me, especially this year, especially in all capacities, retreats, mentorship, you know, all areas, group work, is women that are just ready to show up for themselves, right? There's nothing else that I ask of you, but just to be ready and willing to be there for yourself and to commit to your own change and transformation, because that is the most important work we can ever do in our lifetime, is to commit to ourselves, to being the best version of ourselves, and being supported by other women on the path just accelerates that so, so much. And I know this because I'm blessed and fortunate to have been, you know, in containers with other women and surrounded with sisters here in Tulum. And I just know how important it is for us to be held in these safe and sacred spaces. So yeah, I think this is really all that I feel is on my heart to share today. I'm really, really excited to, you know, continue bringing episodes to you every week, to continue creating this community. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. I also would love to invite you to please leave a review. If you've been listening to this, just take 15 seconds. Please leave us a review, because it goes such a long way and really helps us get the show out to others. And I'm going to leave you with a beautiful invitation to join us at our next women's retreat, which is happening this month, November 25th to 30th. So this is happening in less than 1 month. We have a couple spots left. It's going to be super transformational, all about rebirth and rising for women that are feeling like they're in the death portal right now, reinventing themselves, whatever transition of life you're going through, whether that's breakup or loss or job loss or, you know, business startup or vision building or whatever it looks like for you. It's really a time to come join us, because ending this new year and this eclipse season and coming into the full moon in Gemini next month, which is all about tapping into your unique gifts and your purpose and your vision, this is going to be the core of our work at this retreat. And I'm so, so excited for the women that are joining us and for the women that feel and hear the deep calling to be there. All of the information and details are in the link in the show notes. So you can go click on my website, have a read through everything, and book a connect call with me to apply. I look forward to speaking with you and to connecting with you. And as always, I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'm sending you love and light. See you guys next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you receive the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.